persons are nominated will then come forward to take the chairperson's chair. I will therefore, honourable members, proceed to call for nominations. I recognise Honourable Kalako.
Then your chair. I Lerumo Kalako nominate Dr. Senyiwe Mkhize. Honorable. Says why you're the doctor.
No, okay, it's an awful
mistake. Yeah, professor.
Thank you, Honorable Kalako. I will now call for a seconder.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Mostyn. I'm seconding the nomination of Honorable Lengu for the position of chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Teddy. Honorable Kalako has nominated Honorable Mkhize and seconded by Honorable Teddy. I will proceed to call for further nominations. I recognize Honorable Baba.
No, thanks, Chair. Further nomination, I propose Dr. Senyiwe Honorable Mkhize to still be the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kaba. Honorable members, since all the nominations were on Honorable Mkhize, I will therefore invite Honorable Mkhize to come and take the seat of the chairperson. Honorable Mkhize is the chairperson of this Portfolio Committee on Communications. Congratulations, Honorable member, and thank you.
Honorable members, good morning. Yes, sanibonani. Ninjani. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Chairperson, for assisting this morning. Just in brief, I really would like to thank each and every member for the confidence you have shown in me, and I hope to learn a lot more from you about this portfolio committee. And I also hope we'll work together as a strong team, irrespective of the political parties we represent. It's a big issue. The question of communication, it talks directly to what we as a country are striving for, to make sure that nobody is left behind. Each and every South African is connected. It has access to knowledge, which ultimately has direct impact to service delivery. And so I'm really excited to be joining a team like yourself. My former chairperson, you'll have to guide me in terms of the agenda. You know, when you have to manage the agenda, which was not drafted by you. So we're now on the second item of the agenda. Oh, okay. Please, if we can get the status, the report on the status of the meeting in terms of apologies.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. We have received two apologies. One is from Honorable Bongo, who is currently on sick leave, and the other apology is from Honorable Madisha. He is attending to other urgent matters. Those are the only two apologies, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Those are two apologies. I assume they are accepted. Thank you. move on to the next. The agenda is before honorable members. I assume it has been approved. Okay. So the next item will be the adoption of the budgetary review and recommendations report, the usual BRRR. Honorable members, my understanding, you have the report is before you. It's your report. Yeah. Honorable member.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Kumzi Levandam. Oops, I think I just unplugged it, but you can still hear me. Okay, good. On the SABC, in terms of the recommendation, I'm on page 70. It'll work. On the SABC, is everyone on page 70? Okay, so point one, that there should be a comparison study with other broadcasters in terms of a suitable funding model of the SABC. You'll recall that that was a recommendation for us as a committee to do as part of the SABC inquiry. We were required to do the study ourselves, and we have not done so. I believe we're supposed to go on a study tour in December to do this. But our host cannot host us. But I don't believe that that's the only country that has a public broadcaster. There are other countries such as Germany and many others in the world that have public broadcasters, and they have privately owned broadcasters. So I think before our term as this committee is done, we must embark on that, make sure that we fulfill its recommendation. So with through you, Chair, if the Secretariat can still keep the dates that we had said and just recommend perhaps a different country that can host us and conduct that. And then I'd also ask to add another recommendation. The current issue facing the SABC at the moment is the issue of retrenchments, which we have not discussed here. So I think that as an additional recommendation is that we ask the SABC to conduct an audit before they dismiss staff. You recall in 2013 they did a PricewaterhouseCooper HR audit, which then gave a picture of, you know, what the SABC looks like, what skills they need, what skills they don't need. So I'd add there as an additional recommendation our concern regarding retrenchment, and that we would like as Parliament to see that an audit be conducted and that they be presented to us, so that we as the body which has oversight over the SABC don't just agree to a retrenchment process without knowing what the details are. So that those are my two contributions regarding the SABC and amendments. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Member.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Veronica van Dijk. I want to add something on the NGDA. We, as a committee, we at some stage, I'm not sure precisely what the date is, we indicated that we would like a forensic investigation. There was a lot of corruption taking place, and I don't see any reflection of this in the report. So I'm not sure if it should be added here. But I just need some clarity on how far that process is, because I think we cannot, as a committee, we got so far we've done a lot of work with regard to that, and to show that there is a lot of things not going as it should, and I just need clarity on that and what we're going to do with regard to that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, any other?
Yeah. No, I think, Chair, with the two recommendations or suggestions, the first one, because we
Firstly, I think, Chair, I'll propose that we have, because really SABC have not, the last discussions we have with them is when they came here to report that they are intending to use Section 189. They have not come back to us, because we made a lot of suggestions of how they must handle the issue. But I think we will need to call them just on retrenchment, so that they take us through, we can engage, including what Honorable Member Van Damme has raised in looking into his structure, and also on funding, because those things were discussed here in the committee. We took decisions around that. Secondly, on the report itself, I think what the Condé advisor must do for us is just to add those areas, especially around MDTA. Because we said, if you remember, we were talking about the forensic investigation, especially on a matter which affected the then chairperson with some other board members. We have not, I think it must be reflected in our report that that's something which is outstanding, which we said we want to conduct. And then again, I think what you do also is just to clean it up. Otherwise, the report itself, to me, it reflects what we've been actually doing as a committee. It just needs just to be cleaned up and add to those areas, especially around recommendations. Thank you.
Honorable Member.
Thanks, Chair. The first one is on the numbering, especially with regard to the observations. I see that the observations are not numbered. It's one of the aspects we'll have to attend to. The second one is obviously some other key recommendations were made in 2017-18 which were not attended to. We might have to find a way of bringing back even this year. I can just give an example of page 73, the issue of that the Minister facilitates an engagement amongst organs of the state to review the current funding. I think that's the issue that Honorable Koloko was raising. If an issue was not attended to from our recommendations in the previous year, obviously it must still come back this year. As a recommendation, it means we are reiterating. And lastly, really, the issue of the retrenchment, that must be a very strong recommendation that we are opposed to that one as a committee. The board and the department must find a way of dealing with this particular aspect. They must find a solution to this particular aspect, dealing with the challenges that the SABC is faced with, the show of funding challenges and other measures, without utilizing the mechanism that they are now adopting of retrenching the employees. We don't agree to that particular aspect. That's a strong recommendation that we must take to the assembly as part of this report. Thank you.
Honorable Machoa.
Thank you, Chair. And welcome to our committee in your first day. You see, this is the most beautiful committee and nice committee. Chair, I want to embark on what Honorable Van Dijk says.
in terms of the study tour. I don't think we can allow to have the backlog of the committee plans as we were facing the problem as from 2016. This I think we were the third chairperson to be in this committee. Mm-hmm. And we never achieved our plans to go to do the study tour in other countries because of this thing of changing of the chairperson. I just want to appeal to you, Chair. On the dates we agreed upon it, you must show that the staff are following the processes so that we cannot miss that study tour on December. Because we agreed to go at 1 to 7, yes. But if there is another country, we must go. Even a week, it's fine. I'm just appealing to you, Chair, to make the miracles in this committee. We had a problem long time ago. We can't allow that thing to happen in your presence. Thank you very much, Chair. I was just welcoming you, Honorable.
Thank you very much, honorable members, for your contribution. If my understanding is correct of this SNAP debate, is that generally the report is acceptable. Of course, the provision is that the technical team has to clean it up and for accuracy and look at numbering as well. With regard to the study tour, I think I will ask the team tomorrow to brief me fully as to what has been done in terms of processing the committee's request and where we are now. I think it's something urgent from what I hear from honorable members, and also something important because, you know, this state broadcasting, there are many lessons to learn from other countries as well as to how do you ensure that you still play that developmental role, but it's independent and not manipulated for short-term interest and so on. And of course, you know, the other issue with regard to the retrenchments, from my understanding of what the portfolio committee is saying, the report here, the discussion with the board was clear and unambiguous in terms of the board being expected to come and brief the portfolio committee. So I think it will help a lot if the report can strengthen that. So that when they come and they've acted out of an agreement, then they could be held accountable in terms of how they have taken a major decision of national interest without coming back first to the committee. Yeah, the MDDA has been around with these investigations for some time. So I think, again, the technical team will have to look at the question of investigations that has been done. I'm sure you can get even a report from the SIU in terms of what has been findings, what has been done, so that our report is stronger. Otherwise, the person who is familiar with issues might not understand what is the committee saying. And I think those are major points that needs to be filtered in. And I assume the committee accept the report, and then we'll have to come back and report on the study to the technical team will assist and give further guidance to the committee on the options. Thank you very much. I've been assured that once the honourable members, madam, who is creating a problem there? It's him, as usual. Okay. No, but I like the assurance that honourable members, the report will be circulated back as soon as possible so that you are comfortable with the changes. Yeah, but for now, let's move for an adoption. Yeah. Honorable Kalako.
Yeah, Chair, I was going to move for adoption with amendments which already have been added. With those issues which have been raised to be part of the report.
Any seconder?
Thank you, Chair.
Oh.
I seconded the mover.
The recommendation is that the report be adopted and subject to the changes that have been proposed, and also that then the final draft will be brought back to members. I think in principle, there's really no there's no dissension. Honourable members are in agreement. Just to give that assurance that they've approached with a clear condition that the proposed or the changes be filtered in and the report be brought back. And with regard to the study tool, that they'll get a report as soon as possible as to what has been processed. Yes, Honourable.
Honourable Chair, just we just need to be clear about the retrenchment recommendation. Honourable Tebe said you do not want retrenchment, which is not 100% kind of the committee's position. As I recall, we said last resort. It must be the last resort, not that we are completely opposed to retrenchment. Honourable Galako also said that in an interview. What I was saying, that in addition to that being a last resort, is that they must conduct an audit, an independent skills audit, so that it must be presented to us so we can see with how many staff the SABC needs to retain, where they no longer need staff. But to say we are completely against retrenchments, I don't think that's the correct position. But I stand corrected if perhaps the position has changed.
Honourable members, we are discussing a report post the fact, but it's our document, it's fine. Okay, Honourable Kalako.
I think, Chair, maybe I haven't heard Comrade to tell, because really our position was retrenchment must be the last resort. Mm. We suggested to them a number of things that they must do before retrenchment, before using the section 189. So it's correct what Pumil is saying, that now look, the position of the committee was that must be the last resort. Do all other processes. Tell us how many people which are in a high executive level, which are actually retarded and coming down. You don't just start by retrenching. So they were supposed to have come back to us for that. They have not done that at all. Instead, they made announcements. I'm sure Celi is responding to that because they have just made an announcement. But now we are retrenching. We are getting into this mediation they are in now, using Section 189 of the Labor Relations Act.
I think we are together on that one. Maybe we might just need to attach a time frame in terms of them coming back to us with that report to convince us why we must go that route, which other options have been looked at before they consider this one. But we are together that we are saying that should be the last resort. It's just a matter of we are together, Honorable Kwanda. We are opposed if that is the only option they are looking at. That's what I say. Yeah.
Che. No, thanks, Che. Okay, my name is Honorable Kwanda. Che, the committee does not have a briefing on retrenchment, number one. This thing is only out there on media. Our engagement with SABC was also as per comments done by President, and we're also following it up around a public opinion and the nation with regard to issue of SABC problems and so on. The committee is clear and the country is clear in terms of saying SABC must be saved and all that, but the option of retrenchment as the committee, we don't have such a briefing and we don't know of such a process. It's media and them alone. So therefore, that's why we are calling order to a matter.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think basically we have to avoid a risk of preempting a meeting that I thought the committee has insisted upon, that the committee expects the SAB board to come back and brief as per agreement resolution of the of their last appearance before the committee. Because we should guard against going into details of agreeing and endorsing retrenchments and so on before we really know what are issues at stake. And I like the previous decision, if we stick to it, that they should be brought back here ASP, given the urgency of the matter. And the committee will then have to prepare itself in terms of holding them accountable for whatever public utterances and because as things stand, it's almost like the committee is going to be reacting to what they are doing. And from what I heard this morning, there was an agreement that they will come back, present to the portfolio committee whatever they are doing in terms of their restructuring. Because restructuring is not one thing. So I assume the debate followed post the decision to adopt the report with those conditions. The report has been adopted.
I think the issue that we did not agree upon was the time frame that I suggested. Because we might be sitting now, this retrenchment might start tomorrow while we are still waiting for that feedback as per the decision. Hence, I suggest that a time frame for them to come back to us. Can they come back to us next week?
Yeah.
Can they come back to us next week, give us that report in terms of other options that they've looked at? Because I'm worried if we don't move it, we don't move in that direction, we might be sitting here while there are processes to implement that their decision before they can even come back to us. So that's my submission, that we call them next week to come for specifically to deal with this particular issue.
So the point, the honourable member, that you are emphasising is that this has to be done ASP as soon as possible. And I don't think there's any opposition to that. The whole debate is really about the importance and the sense of agency. And I think the programming team understand that very well. Let's look, I assume honourable members have got what I've got, the program of which says 1st to 30 November 2018. And I think based on this last discussion and emphasis, it's a good start for honourable members here on Tuesday the 13th of November. We have the briefing by the Minister of Communications on the implementation of broadcast digital migration. So, given the importance of that discussion now, the proposal is that we put the SABC board down for the 13th of November. I don't know, well, I suppose the minister will be represented on that day. And I assume she, as a department, they've had their own consultations and so on, but the portfolio committee has a duty and a responsibility to understand what is going on because it affects the workers. So are we all agreed that we change around this and for the 13th we put down the SABC board? Okay. And then Tuesday the 20th. Oh, okay. Let me talk to another item which I was briefed about earlier on this morning. The question of the holding of interviews since there are vacancies. There are three vacancies coming. There are four vacancies within the board. So the briefing I got is that the committee shortlisted 12 candidates on the 16th of October. Qualifications of all candidates have been verified and no issues have been picked up. So all candidates are acceptable in terms of their qualifications, authenticity, integrity, all the ethical issues that go with it. Security screening has been done on 9 candidates, waiting on other 3. So there are 2 candidates which have withdrawn in the process, which means the committee is left with 10 candidates. So we still have a big number if we're looking only for 4. 10 is a big number. given the status of this organization, we might have to take a decision whether we go ahead and interview the 10. Again, it's an ASP issue. You know, if we were to strengthen the SABC board, a committee decision is needed then as to how we go forward. Do we go forward with the existing number? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I need to give members a chance to pronounce on this one.
No, Chair, I will agree with you. Let's go forward with the number we have, which is left now. That is the 10. Let's continue to interview the 10.
There's a proposal. Is it seconded?
Seconded, Chair, but can we have the names of the people who withdrew just so we show what skills are being removed? But otherwise, I support going ahead. I just would like to know the names of the people who withdrew.
Okay. We have Ms. Unati Makwenchu as one of those. Unati. Yeah. But apparently there are quite a number of others. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, and also we have Mr. Megan Naidu. Also a CA.
But
he's got a number of reasons. Yeah. So we have one CA remaining from the shortlisted list and one internal auditor. Decision really is to go ahead or not. Apparently there were only three CAs who had applied, but the other candidates seem to be very strong in terms of their business acumen, strategy, and understanding the sector as well. So, and I mean also during interviews, I mean you really have to be smart to sneak through if you are not suitably qualified for what is needed today in the board. I suppose the committee is on the same page of how there's a resolve to strengthen the SABC board once and for all. So, the recommendation, I mean, the proposal was that we go ahead with the interviews, and it was seconded partially by Madame Van Damme.
Yes, Chair, we agree. We proceed.
Thank you. I would have preferred her voice.
Okay, thank you so much again.
And so the proposed date for interviews, honourable members, is the 20th. We really don't have much time. We have to push as many of these important interventions as possible. So, yeah, the 20th of November. Agreed? Okay. Thank you so much. Then, on the 27th, which means by the 27th, we could be looking at having a report recommending candidates for this SABC board appointments, which I think would really be very good for us. But then, on the same day, the committee will need to be briefed by the Special Investigating Unit on progress made in relation to investigations at the SABC. I mean, this issue, honourable members, again will be important since there were inquiries led by the portfolio committee on what has gone wrong at the SABC. So this briefing is important to get reports on progress made. Otherwise, from the public's point of view, people will remain saying, what was the fuss? Yeah, so that's the 27th of November.
Che, can I just come in there? In light of the fact of what we may have discussed earlier, having realized that it's SIU coming to brief us, to amend it with that it must include MDDA, will it be a hither?
Yes,
I'm listening, Honorable Ma.
No, I was just saying to amend or add with also issue of MDDA, or maybe will it suffice if perhaps, or I don't know.
Yeah. There's a proposal, Honorable Kalako.
Yeah, Chair, the only complication we will have, Comrade Kav, is if you remember, our decision on SABC was specific. If you remember, we had that problem of a reported security company thing within the SABC. And on top of that, then other cases which the board reported on us here to us, briefing us on how far is, those cases are. These are the cases which were specific, we want them to come. With the MTTA, the only complication was we were not sure whether there was any institution of investigation there. So, whether there was any finally instituted an investigation. That is why our earlier proposal was that this investigation which we proposed around the MTTA must happen.
Chair, I agree with that because we definitely asked for an investigation, a forensic one, and it hasn't started yet. So we do need to pursue on that.
Okay. So there seem to be consensus that let's limit ourselves to the SAPC. Let's limit ourselves to the SAPC board, and I don't know whether we have the terms of reference. Normally, you know, yeah, because normally the president will sign the terms of reference. So it will be good to have those before the SIU comes here, so that we also look at their timelines, progress made, and again, if it's dragged, it end up having no impact from the public's point of view. The last one on the 4th of December then. Oh, are you on the next one or the before? The last one will be on the sitting, will be on the 4th of December, briefing by Government Communication and Information Systems on its program of action to curb gender-based violence. I think it's in line with the 16 days of activism. I don't know, I assume. Okay.
Chair, I don't know whether you gave me the chance to talk about it around this last item.
Yeah, I just introduced it on the agenda.
So can I? Oh, okay. Chair, I don't know why we have this item in our agenda, as we agreed to take a study tour on December. That means there's something in our staff. Why they are putting this agenda item here? Because we agreed in a meeting that on the 1st we are going in a study tour. So we must remove this chair. We don't. I don't think we're supposed to have this item. And we are serious in this term. We must go in a study. They must not come back and tell us it's not approved. You know, this is a serious matter.
Thank you very much, Honorable Machoba. There is a proposal that. There is an assumption that officials will be processing the study tour from the beginning of December. So the suggestion is that we take this item out because we'll lock other people's times instead of them doing other things. Is that generally acceptable? It's in line with the earlier old proposal, the importance of the study tour.
Yeah. Chair, can I please beg from the bottom of my heart? I think this is the third time we postponed SABC interviews. As you know, it's election time, there's a lot of other things happening. So in the DA, we've divided up the duties. SABC is my duty. As when it's not on the agenda, it gives me time to perhaps go and attend to other things. I moved everything to be here today. Now I have to move things again. Can this be the agenda that we stick to the end of the year? And no more changes, please. The next, we have three meetings left, 13, 20, 27. Can it please not be moved? Can it please not be amended? Let's stick to this so that we can have it in our diaries and block it out. And then no changes again, please, Chair. And then the 1-7 we agreed to. I believe the committee staff still has plenty of time to make the arrangements. I believe there's several other countries you can go to, France, Germany. You just need to contact the embassies, and I'm sure they'll be more than willing to help. But we've got three meetings left and a study tour. We've blocked it out in our diaries. We're not including anything else on those days. So please, can we have a doctor's agenda, and can it not please be changed again? Because it really causes havoc in our diaries.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. We're actually on the last point, which the proposal from Machoba was that let's not commit on it. So I think that is acceptable to everybody. In my briefing, can I just finish?
Okay.
In my briefing, you know, I also try to establish the status of this program. My understanding is that this is a careful selection of top priority issues that must be looked at during the next few weeks. So, based on that, I need just to assure the committee that it's the top selection of matters that must be handled by the committee over the next 3 weeks. Thank you very much.
Okay. Chair,
there was Honorable Baba, there was Honorable Galago, you'll be the last one.
Okay. No, Nyabonga, Chair. I was saying in the on your recent comment to emphasize the top priority matters, I think the issue of women and 16 days also is critical, and we must be participating to it. In stepping it off the agenda, can we perhaps still say the program must still be communicated at least to the committee, though we may be not engaging on it, rather than setting it outside that
we may not know what's going to happen there.
So they, thank you very much. The committee will have to look at whether it could be fitted in during those 3 weeks, because it's a national program. And we have just recently had this presidential summit on gender-based violence and femicide. So they will have to share with the committee how they will help in managing the communication. But in principle, then, the items that are here are seen as a priority, and we are all committed in working hard, except if the committee is briefed otherwise. In my understanding of the feeling of the committee, including the study tour, which was not itemized here, but there seemed to be a strong view that the committee has a duty and a responsibility to do this and provide further guidance in the committee based on lessons learned from whatever country they would have gone to. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, there has been proposed amendments that the last item of the fourth not be lost completely, but it could be fitted in with others within these 3 weeks, even if it's a brief appearance of the committee. Can I get a mover and a seconder of approving this program with amendments?
I move for adoption of the program, Chair, with amendments.
But thank you very much, Honorable Kalako. Any seconder?
Well, I would say he's seconding.
Oh, thank you, Honorable. So, the other issue we needed to talk to the MDDA board. The committee resolved to re-advertise on 16 October, which seemed not to be a good time to run an advert during this time of the year. With previous experience, it didn't work very well, and often leaving the public unhappy with the timing over the festive season. So the proposal is that the advert ran from 15 January 2019 to 15 February 2019, because at that time everybody will be back in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Acceptable? Okay, thank you very much. So the proposal has been accepted. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, please bring us to the end of our meeting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.